Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. Please let us give thanks to the Almighty God. Tell God, say, Lord my God, to you all praises are due, and I thank you for my life, which is a gift from you. All praises are due to you alone, the Almighty God, and I give you thanks for my life. It is a gift from you. In Jesus Christ's name, we give thanks. Amen. Just pray to God. Now tell God, say, my Heavenly Father, please arise in your mercy and roll away every reproach from my life. Most High God, my Heavenly Father, please arise in your mercy and roll away every reproach from my life. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. 1 Chronicles chapter 29. 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 15. I'll read from the easy to read version, ERV version of the Holy Bible. I read now. We are only strangers traveling through this world like our ancestors. Our time on earth is like a passing shadow and we cannot stop it. Full stop. Praise God. David, the king of Israel, the man after God's heart, said this to God. And it was almost the same thing that Jacob the patriarch said to Pharaoh in Genesis chapter 47, verses 8 and 9, which we considered yesterday. This is about the true status of every godly person in this world. God's people should see themselves as God sees them. In this existence, we are pilgrims, mere sojourners. We are temporary residents here in this world. Moreover, David also acknowledged to God that we cannot do anything to make our stay here permanent. No human being on this earth can give himself permanent residency on this earth. At God's appointed time for us, everyone must live. And the lesson we should draw from this humble realization is that we should live our life in this temporary existence as an investment. Let us invest in godly living. Let us live to please God well. Let us live here in this world in preparation for the hereafter, that is for eternity. Those who are wise, in this sense, they will not hold on too tightly to anything here. Because the things of this world are to be held with loose hands, so that our possessions will not possess us. And so that we might not fight dirty here. Fight bloody here over nothing, and thereby veer off the narrow way of a pilgrimage. Because I've seen people who died fighting over landed property. They fought with bitter acrimony till they dropped dead without achieving the purpose of the fight. Even today, this present age, many people are even fighting over church positions and titles. And one wonders if these people really know God, if they really know Christ, Christ who made himself of no reputation, Christ who died on the cross for the church. We ask, will these people carry the church titles and the positions to eternity? May the Almighty God save us from the foolishness of this end time. May you and I, every one of us walking with God, may we be wise pilgrims. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you, we give you praise. Lord, please help us by your grace to be wise pilgrims. Help us to keep to the way of our pilgrimage, the narrow and the very straight way. Help us to live this life here on earth as an investment for the life in eternity. Help us to please you well. Thank you, Holy God. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.